The opinions expressed in this Spirited Sports podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Life or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. Welcome to the Spirited Sports podcast. I'm Nick Chico.
And I'm Todd Ashdour. From the ovations of the crowd to the tense moments of anticipation, sports have a special way of bringing people from all walks of life to united front.
On this podcast, we'll explore the stories into the highs and lows, the triumphs and the heartbreaks that makes being a sports fan an emotional roller coaster ride.
The podcast where we dive deep into the heart of sports fandom, discussing the latest sports news and opinions on the sports we love.
Get ready for a rockin' ride, because whether we're podcasters, broadcasters, or listeners, we're all fans first.
This is the Spirited Sports Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Spirited Sports Podcast. Nick, alongside Nevin, Tolley, and Todd, we're back with episode 23 of the Spirited Sports Podcast. Guys, you ready for another exciting episode?
Can't wait for this one. Grateful to be here with my compadres. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I can't wait to see how insightful our conversations are. It's great.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Just happy to be here.
All right.
Happy. Always welcome, Nevin. Always.
Oh, thank you.
You're a great voice.
I love being here with you guys.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, let's get right into it. Okay, let's move on to the NBA.
I worry about the Nuggets. I think they've lost their depth from their championship series win against the Heat.
Yeah.
Contavious, Caldwell Pope, KCP's gone. He's on the Magic now. It's a big loss. Bruce Brown Jr. is a Raptor. We'll see at the deadline if they can end up flipping him. It's Jeff Green too's not there anymore. I think at the Olympics, to be honest, I didn't think Jamal Murray played very well. I think the Nuggets. I know Russ is a big add-in, but I don't think the Nuggets are all that anymore. In the sense that I don't necessarily see them in the NBA Finals this year.
I guess really quickly before we move on, I'd probably say I agree with you about that totally. They lost a lot of depth, and I feel like you look at the Nuggets, their GM Calvin Booth, he's kind of had an interesting philosophy where it's kind of I don't know, it's like they're trying to develop young players, which you kind of have to do in today's NBA and everything like that, but I don't know, I think it's kind of interesting when you look at just you have a guy like Nikola Jokic, who's a Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer, and everything like that. You want to win as many championships as you can. But he did have an interesting take, Calvin Booth, last year when they were coming in the season as defending champions. And he was like, it's better for us to win 4 years out of 8 years, like four times in 8 years, rather than win back-to-back, right? And that was coming off some after some criticism and stuff like that. So I don't know. I feel like we'll see what happens with Jokic. I think they got to do whatever they can to help him, because if he only retires with one ring, I think that'd be kind of tough.
Well, I mean, just now that we transition into NCAA, I have a quiz question for the group here. Oh. It's time for the quiz. All right.
We can't call it the quiz.
It's time for...
It's game time. Come on. Where have you been?
Yeah. Thank you for that. Okay, so it's game time. It's game time. All right, here's my question. No, hands off the keyboard. Nick?
All right.
Nevin, I don't know what you're doing back there.
I don't have a keyboard.
Okay.
He's on the switcher. He can't.
He's got the VR over there. Yeah. Okay, which Canadian university participates in NCAA for sports?
UBC.
That's Nick's guess. Todd?
I'm going to be way off. I'm going to say Brock.
Okay. That's your guess. Nevin?
Let's go Guelph.
All right. The correct answer is Simon Fraser University. They participate in NCAA. They're the only Canadian team not to participate at you know, the collegiate or the university level, they actually participate in NCAA. So I just figured, before we get into NCAA stuff, I thought that that was like, I thought that was a good fit, that that question there. And it seems like you guys didn't know that.
Nope.
No, I was thinking a big university. I thought Simon Fraser was a real surprising.
Yeah.
Surprising. Yeah.
Okay, but NCAA hockey news, Mr. DeChico, over to you.
All righty. NCAA, we have some new action here that could change the landscape of college hockey forever. So the NCAA yesterday just officially announced or voted to allow CHL players to be eligible for Division I college hockey beginning next season, and this ruling is effective as of August 1st of 2025. So NCAA Division I hockey can now have participants from the Canadian Hockey League. So the three major leagues in the CHL, the OHL for Ontario, the Western Hockey League, and the QMJHL in Quebec. So a lot of these fantastic young players can now jump ship to the U.S. side and to play Division One. I don't think there's going to be a lot of, you know, major talent from the CHL to go to Division One, but we could see a few names go the other way, because you look at how the U.S. development program is, right? The U.S. Hockey Development Program. I think they've been a major contributor to a lot of these fantastic prospects. You see, you know, Austin Matthews, Trevor Zegras, a lot of these big names that we see in the NHL right now are definitely part of the U.S. development. And we see a lot of NCAA players too, right? Matthew Nyes,
yeah,
with the Maple Leafs. He played college hockey in the U.S., even the Goudreaus. The Goudreaus played at Boston College.
Boston College, yeah.
Rest in peace to them. But college hockey is big, and NCAA is growing as we see it. A lot of big additions, and I think this is a big thing that can change the landscape of hockey. So now, the rule change here only applies to Division One. Hasn't been applied to Division Three as of yet. So we could see that coming up in the future, but as of right now, it's only for Division One. So we could see some big WHL, QMJHL, and OHL prospects jump ship, but time will tell. We have till August to see of next year, so it's still quite a ways away, but big news, and we'll definitely be touching on that soon. But now let's jump over to the NHL. Let's do some hockey talk here.
If you look at the Preds and the Pens, I mean, those are good teams. The Preds, like, we have, I don't know if you heard Barry Trotz come out and say that if they can't get it going sooner than later, he's going to have to look at his rebuild plan.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Like, what are we talking about here?
The team that just picked up Stamkos.
They traded away Askarov,
yep,
who should have been one of the focuses if it was a rebuild. You bring in Steven Stamkos. You bring in who's the defenseman from Carolina? Shea?
Brady Shea.
Yeah, Brady Shea.
Yeah. Shea, sorry, Shea.
Marchessault.
And then Marchessault. I think we need to give some of their opponents enough, like
they're pretty bad.
No, not bad.
It's a rough start. They're 4-9-1 start season. They're 8th in the Central and dead last in the league.
I know we're running out of time here, but I think it'd be a shame to not bring it up. I don't know if you guys heard the rumors circulating with Martin St. Louis
about him being on the hot seat.
Yeah, and how
that's purely a rumor. That's not. They've invested too much time and effort into crafting St. Louis as a head coach for the Canadians. He's a perfect fit.
He is a perfect fit, and you saw that Caulfield really took off
when he started.
Yeah, when that switch happened. I know Pascal Vincent is the head coach for Laval, Laval Rocket, who used to be, he had a 1 year, I think, stint with the Blue Jackets. So he's there in the background waiting, but the fact that they decided to bring St. Louis in instead of giving it to Luke Richardson, who's now with the Blackhawks, I think if you honestly move on from St. Louis, I think Caulfield's production goes down a bit. I don't know if Suzuki...
It's going to be very detrimental for their development.
It will. But, Nick, why don't you wrap things off for us?
Sure. We saw on last night between the Blues and Utah, a scary incident with Dylan Holloway. A tough situation for him. He was taken to the hospital after being hit in the neck with a puck. He was hurt late in the first period in the Blues' 3-2 victory on Tuesday night. He was struck by a puck off the stick of Tampa Bay's Nick Paul. Play was stopped, with Holloway was taken from the bench area on a stretcher. It was a tough situation there. He was back on the ice against Utah only 2 days later, so that was great to see. Holloway was hurt in the game against St. Louis. Sorry, he was hurt in the game against Tampa Bay. He was back 2 days later for last night's game against Utah, so good to see him back after a pretty scary incident there.
CFL Division Finals is tomorrow. Quickly, let's go around the table, starting with the game at 3 o'clock in the afternoon in Montreal, Argos, Alouettes. Obviously, losers out. Winner makes it to the Grey Cup, which is held this year at BC Place. I'll start. I got the Alouettes. Nick?
I got the Argos.
So, Argos?
Yeah, I got the Argos.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Alouettes. I'm going with the Montreal Alouettes. I think they've been the best team in the East all year long. I think it'll be a close one, but I think they'll beat Toronto.
So we're even split there. I mean, they did have the best record in the CFL. The Alouettes had a 12-5-1 record. The closest team to that was the Bombers at 11-7. And then the Argos at 10-8. But these teams only got close to the Alouettes in the standings because the Alouettes, I don't know if it's they took their foot off the gas pedal, but they had a bit of a underwhelming finish to the season, which allowed the teams to get close. But in the game after that, we got the Rough Riders, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Same thing, winning you're in, losing you're out. This is the division finals in the West, and this game's at 6:30 tomorrow. I'm going to go last this time. We'll start with Nevin. Nevin, who you got, Riders or Bombers?
Wait, who's that? Who's at home again?
Winnipeg's hosting the game. It's a good atmosphere there, too.
Oh, yeah. I'll say Riders.
Ooh,
I'm going to say Riders. Yeah.
Kicking the underdog, eh? Wow. Todd?
I'm going to go with the Rough Riders as well. I think they're going to get that on the road. Rough Riders versus Alouettes.
Mate. Just, I'd love to see another Grey Cup rematch. I'm going Blue Bombers.
You know what? I think in this game, I was on the fence, to be honest. Like, this is a big game. This is the Banjo Bowl. This is a huge game. No, true. That's what it's called. I know Nevin's looking it up right now, but it's called the Banjo Bowl. That game is technically played after Labor Day Classic, but I mean, still, it's the two teams are meeting each other. So it's those two teams involved, even though, like I said, that game usually refers to after the Labor Day Classic. But
he's right.
Yeah. But I will say, I'm taking the Bombers. So we split both times, right?
Ooh, yeah.
That's interesting.
All right. So handshakes all around. Nick. Nicholas DiCicco, over to you, sir.
All right, that will do it for the end of episode 23 of the Spirited Sports Podcast. That was another great episode. Guys, that was really good. Thank you so much for another great episode. For Nevin, Todd, and Tolly, I'm Nick. Thank you for listening to the Spirited Sports Podcast, episode 23, and we'll see you next time.
Take care.